fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 18th day of January, year of our Lord, 2024. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Live broadcast begins at Republic Broadcasting out of beautiful Round Rock, Texas, Monday through Friday with my show, the John Moore Show, and my show begins with the Pledge of Allegiance. This morning, we have my friend Deputy Hendricks with us from the beautiful state of Mississippi, where he proudly flies the correct and proper flag of the state of Mississippi in front of his home to do the pledge for us. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning to the lovely Mrs. Moore. Good morning, John. And good morning, Kurt. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well said, Deputy. Any updates on the response of your community to the COVID-19 vaccination and clot shots?
Just, I guess it's, I'd say it's business as normal now, John. People are going about their daily lives and dealing with the consequences for those that have taken it.
Do you know, I might ask you, it's a small community. Would you be able to make inquiries at the local high school and find out if they now have defibrillators available for the students if they have a heart attack? And also check with the football coach, if you could, to find out if they're doing anything different when it comes to the diagnostics that these football players go through before they begin playing football. I think you may find there are defibrillators now in the high schools. You may find that the football players have a health screening that includes more careful screening for heart conditions and blood clots both. Would you be able to do that for us next week or two?
Certainly will.
Okay. All right. Are you paying attention to what's going on in the airline industry where they're now bringing in people who have debilitations and mental health issues? As a deputy sheriff, you routinely have to deal with people with mental health issues, don't you?
Yes.
And now the FAA is having hiring mandates that people with severe psychological issues be hired to work for the FAA. What do you think about that?
Well, obviously, like yourself, I would believe that that is tragic, because it's going to lead to even more tragic consequences, in my opinion.
Yep, that's where it's going. And, of course, the focus has been on the issues with pilots, but I think we have just as much issues to focus on with the men and women who do the maintenance on the aircraft, don't you?
Yeah, what about your air traffic controllers? How critical are they?
All right. Well, Deputy, we appreciate you being with us. Anything else before we get going?
Well, as you know, we lost our deputy, fellow deputy, but the funeral and everything went real well. We had over 500 representatives from other law enforcement agencies, to include Chicago, New York, and Dallas, and, of course, from all over Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, and Florida showed up. Procession was nearly 6 hours. I'm sorry, 2 hours long from the church to the cemetery where he was laid to rest and everything. So, a lot of people showed up in court, including the governor Reeves of Mississippi, to the memorial and the funeral.
For those, refresh your memory of those who don't know. I know what you're talking about. What happened?
Well, Deputy Jeremy Malone made a stop of someone out on Highway 98, and he went to check out the license and all that, they shot him.
One shot in the head, in the face, and it killed him,
right.
Didn't it?
Right, and he took off from there through three counties over to Perry County, Mississippi, which is outside of Hattiesburg, or between here and Hattiesburg, and that's where he didn't want to be taken in, so he ended up being, killed as well.
Well, that's the outcome I would like to see. That's a shame. It's a real tragedy. But
yes.
It sounds like the incident brought the whole community and, in fact, the whole state together, didn't it?
Yeah, well, one thing good is tunnels, I don't want to say the name and get it wrong, but they paid off the mortgage of the new home that he had purchased. And, of course, all kind of support's coming in for his wife and three daughters. So the community stepped up.
How old are the three daughters?
The one's 18, one's 15, and one is 10.
It's just such a tragedy. Well, life goes on, and the family's being taken care of financially, and we'll be praying for that family to recover and get back to whatever the new normal is for them.
Of course.
Well, thank you, Deputy.
That.
Yeah.
And, of course, y'all have a great day. Take care, and, of course, stay warm in this cold weather. We even got it down in the teens down here in Mississippi, which is nothing compared to what you're going through. And, of course, Kudzu is king.
Right. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right. We have patient. Well, before we get to Kirk, the prepper tip of the day is to work with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. If you don't have a team, you need one. It could be people you're related to by blood or marriage, people you went to school with, co-workers, church members, neighbors. You need a team. Going at an extreme crisis by yourself is really not a wise thing to do. And we do have patient Wayne Green and my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. His company manufactures a complete line of water filters, beginning with one we like to get people started on, the ReadyPure countertop stainless steel water filter, which instead of the very fragile, and it is very fragile, plastic spigot you find on Berkey's, which I don't know if they're still legal to sell these or not, but he has a solid metal spigot that will last for decades. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Deputy. How are you today?
Good, good. Well, Deputy Hendricks is not with us. He's probably listening, but I am great. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, weathering the little bit of a freeze we have here.
Yeah, how cold did it get?
Yesterday was 10, 12 maybe. Today, maybe 18 this morning, something like that.
I remember the first winter I was back from the Orient, living in Vietnam for a year, I was at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, your state where you are right now, and I had pulled guard duty a couple of times, and it got down to about 10 degrees, and I thought it was the end of the world. I hadn't been in winter for 2 years, and it was brutal. The gear the Army provided was very marginal in terms of staying warm, but I got through it okay, obviously. Well, Kirk, since we talked last time, we had a caucus in Iowa, didn't we, sir?
We did, and it was pretty interesting, the results. You know, one of the things that's so shocking to me is the difference between the primary elections in the various states and how significant that can be. You know, for example, I think in Iowa, you have a real, you know, what I would consider to be a legitimate vote, you know, where they're really careful about who can vote. You have to be registered Republican, and you know, you get results that are real. Whereas in New Hampshire, I understand that, registered Democrats can actually vote at the Republican primary. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. They have to declare themselves a Republican for the day. they can do that. They're hoping to get this neocon Nikki to be the candidate. That's their goal, isn't it?
Well, it's a program, you know, for sure. As we saw, I think probably on that Tucker Carlson interview, that, what they're trying to do, I think, is, and I agree with Tucker, you know, they're going to try to stall Trump, you know, possibly arrest, you know, actually jail him, find him guilty or something. And then the hope is that she'll be the last one standing. I don't think it's going to work, though. I think Trump's going to get him.
No, they're throwing good money after.
And then they'll throw up their fist fight after he's, you know, before he gets in office, but after he's elected, I think.
Well, we'll see. It remains to be seen. There's lots of speculation about what's going to happen the next 11 months or so prior to the first Tuesday of November. Most of it not good. They really want and they need mail-in ballots, which they can't have unless they have another make-believe pandemic. So there's lots of options that they're trying to exercise, aren't there?
Yeah, I still believe, and I'll to the end, I'll believe, I think, that Michelle Obama is going to wind up being the person that Trump is running against. It just makes too much sense. I mean, if they want to dig in and really go for a fight, in my opinion, that's the way to do it.
Big Mike being the candidate, that would be a real hoot.
Yeah, you know, the votes go back and forth, you know, whether that story is founded or not. I know that Doug, you know, did a show maybe 6-7 months ago where he had an author on, you know, that had written a history book and, you know, proved, you know, supposedly in the book that, you know, Michelle actually attended school and here's her photographs and we spoke with her mother and all this business. I don't buy it personally. I mean, everything in my gut tells me it's not true, but I don't know. I mean, Doug seemed to think it was at that point and kind of almost, you know, dialed back his earlier statements. And then now it seems he switched back. So I'm not sure, whether the stories are founded or not. They look founded to me. They feel right. So I don't know. And, you know, we know that from other incidences, you know, the predisposition of you know, Obama's sex and, you know, how he does it and what he's done in the past. And things just look too real to be, you know, to be a story. But we'll see. I don't know. Maybe we'll never know.
We will see. We will see. Well, media can cover up a lot. Franklin Roosevelt was paralyzed, could not even walk from polio. And they made Franklin Roosevelt look like some kind of athlete. They showed he could swim. So they showed a video, movies, I should say. They didn't have video back then. Movies of Franklin Roosevelt swimming in the White House swimming pool to demonstrate his athletic ability when right. the man could not even walk.
Right. Right.
There's nothing new about the media covering up for.
No, and the technology has advanced to the point where it's easier than ever, you know, to recreate history and, you know, even change, like you said, change video, change sound. I mean, we've seen all these things done for decades. Imagine where they're at now.
You know, I didn't say anything about changing video. It was real movies of the real Franklin Roosevelt really swimming.
Right. But they can really change video. I mean, they can make you and me do anything they want online and say anything we want, and the general public wouldn't know the difference. I think a lot of the new movies coming out have got, the new Indiana Jones show that came out, maybe 8 months ago, 9 months ago, a year ago. I mean, they did a whole 20-minute segment, you know, of him as a young man. And, you know, if you didn't know that the technology was there, you might be fooled, you know, by watching it. And I've seen it happen lately in several different productions where I'm pretty sure it's animation. So you really don't know, you know, at this point. And that's the technology that we're allowed to see. What about the stuff they have that we can't see?
Right.
So I'm very skeptical, you know, at this point of any of that, because you just don't know if it's doctor or not, and it so easily could be.
Absolutely. Well, the film Forrest Gump, they showed Forrest Gump in a meeting room with President John Kennedy.
Right.
And quite frankly, I couldn't tell the difference.
Right.
People behind us said we were holding back.
And that was 25 years ago, right?
Or easily. That movie is 20-plus years old. Yeah. They said at the time they were holding back on the real technology they had at their disposal.
I bet.
It's also, I've been told, or I've read, that for more than 20 years, they can make brand new John Wayne movies, and you couldn't tell the difference.
Yep. Yep.
Well, I don't want to dwell on that too much longer. Let's move on from there. So in your neighborhood, did the cold weather cause any issues with power outages or anything?
No, we did have that little shutdown. You know, I told you for half a night a few weeks ago, you know, with the storm, just because a tree blew over. You know, they keep, I mean, you know, our little road, our 3.5-mile scenic highway stretch from the village just keeps getting, I mean, they keep cutting the branches back, but another one falls down. You know, it's crazy. I mean, it's happened in this one section probably 10 times in the last 20 years. And eventually, I guess it'll square itself away.
Well, we had an ice storm in the eastern part of Missouri in the winter of 73, 74 that caused an outage for more than a week of thousands of people because of tree branches bringing down lines. That began a whole new industry in this part of the world of companies, brand new companies that got involved in the tree cutting business to keep the power line right-of-ways free of overhanging branches. And that was 40 years ago. They've been quite successful in stopping power outages due to ice-covered tree branches bring down the power lines. Sometimes it takes a crisis to get something going, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think the big contractor here is that Asplund company, which
they're
probably has
one too.
Of the biggest.
They're around here too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I bought a gallon of windshield wash for my car yesterday. It was almost $7 with the tax.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember when they were a dollar.
It was shocking. It was shocking.
$7.
I looked at the what it said on the shelf as I was picking it up. I said, this is really crazy. But that's just one tiny example of what we're going through. The inflation is becoming really obvious to just about everybody, isn't it?
It is. It is. And you know, who knows, you know, what the next few months will bring. Certainly a lot of tension, you know, going to happen here in 2024, both financial, political. It's going to be a very, very interesting year for sure.
Another segue. Is there an electric vehicle charging station anywhere where you normally drive?
No. Nope. Never seen one.
Closest one to me is 45 minutes at the speed limit, the Walmart Supercenter on Route 60, on Interstate 44 and Route 66 in Sullivan, Missouri. But my prediction is that by the end of this calendar year, Ford, Chrysler, and General Motors will pretty much stop making electric vehicles. What do you think, sir?
It looks like that's what's going to happen. And certainly I have friends and relatives that have electric vehicles, and they had issues, you know, with this freeze situation where, you know, they would get in the car and start it and immediately it would be 30%, a 30% draw, you know, on the battery as they were pulling out of the driveway. So it shows you how they perform, you know, in the colder weather.
Well, they don't perform in the colder weather. There was a city up north. I don't have the name of the city offhand, but they bought a whole bunch of electric transit buses, and they're getting rid of them. They simply don't work. The whole electric vehicle thing was a really bad idea. If it wasn't for the government subsidies, I doubt they'd sell very many of these things at all.
I don't quite frankly understand how they could have gotten away with it. I mean, they must have known all of this up front.
Well, of course they did.
I mean, we did, and we're not experts. You know?
We did. Give a break. Call number is 512-248-8253.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
My website is thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find the panel for all the water revolution products. Products that will help you not only have clean water, but healthy water. And you got a special going. Kirk, tell us about that.
We do. It's, you know, we were thinking over the last few months, you know, what's the best way to introduce somebody to our alkaline antioxidant water and have it be convenient and affordable for them. So what we did was we ran a half price sale on one of our lesser expensive pieces of equipment. It's called the Alka Fridge. And what it is it's a housing setup that comes with the solid brass, you know, high pressure fittings. It comes with the stainless steel braided tubing that you need so that you can hook it up to your refrigerator and then get the alkaline antioxidant water delivered right through your fridge. And it's on sale now. It's half price. I think it brings the cost down to $197. It is the best investment in your health that you'll ever make, and that's called the Alka Fridge, on sale right now. And there is a link on the website at thelibertyman.com. You can click on it. It'll take you to the John Moore collection. And there's some other discounts on other equipment available as well.
Right. Yeah, the link needs some repair, but if you click on products, all the excellent Water Revolution products are there. So it's not completely broken, only partly broken. We'll get that fixed before the day's over.
Sure.
All right. Well, we've heard lots of prognostications. Most recently, Dennis Quaid was with Tucker Carlson. Quaid and Tucker were talking about the outcome of a coronal mass ejection, knocking out the power grid worldwide, which it could do, similar to a Carrington event, which was 1859. And the 9 out of 10 people in the United States and worldwide, if it was a worldwide power outage, would be dead in a year. The majority of those deaths would be coming from simply not having clean water to drink, wouldn't it?
Well, that's the first thing that happens. You know, when you don't have clean water, you know, delivered from the system that you get it from now, you know, the waterborne diseases kick in. They kick in rapidly, and they immediately affect many parts of the body, including, you know, how you can think and function, and, you know, your digestive system. And most people wind up dying, you know, because of it. And, you know, if you don't get the right kind of antibiotic treatment right away,
yeah,
it becomes very serious.
Well, we have to have your gut flora has to be ready to drink water that it's not used to. I learned this really quickly in Vietnam. I was watching the local people, the Vietnamese citizens, drink brown water out of a canal that the same canal that people openly urinated and defecated in, and they would drink this water and be quite healthy. Where if a GI would do that, we'd be sick within a matter of an hour or two, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I'm sick just thinking about it.
Well, it's a whole different culture, but your gut flora has to be ready to you know, be part of that environment to not get sick. And for most Americans, most of the time, it's simply not the case, is it?
Well, you know, the human body is incredible, you know, and how it can adapt, you know, to different things. It's just a classic example, you know, of that, the fact that the locals could drink out of a sewer and not, you know, get sick right away. What would happen if Americans, you know, drank that water? Did you see examples of that?
No, none of the guys I knew were stupid enough to do that. No way. But a friend of mine was on a weekend camping expedition. There was a young man with the group, and he forgot his canteen, and he decided to drink water out of a creek, and he was discouraged and offered other clean water, but he drank the creek water anyway, locally. He was sick for a week.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And drinking bad water is not a wise thing to do. During the Bataan Death March in World War II, when the Americans were captured by the Japanese, there was a book written about that. And the Japanese did not provide water for the prisoners that they were marching along the Bataan, what's called the Bataan Death March. And men were so thirsty that they would risk a bayonet in the back to drink out of a muddy puddle on the side of the road. Water, being desperate for water will cause you to do whatever it takes to get that water, even if it's bad water, won't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the stories of people, you know, at sea, you know, in a rescue boat, you know, trying to drink the ocean, you know, water, and, you know, how sick that can make you. And, you know, people do it because they want to survive, and that's the strongest motivation, you know, that we have. You know,
actually, a person can drink small amounts of salt of seawater and not get sick if they don't do too much at a time, I've learned.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, it's that was new to me, but apparently it can be done. But you have to get your body used to drinking the salt water. It takes a while. But typically what people do is they wait until they're so thirsty that they're absolutely out of their mind crazy with thirst, and they drink way too much, and it makes them really sick.
Uh-huh.
But if it's done incrementally, it can be done. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Back. My website is thelibertyman.com. We add to my COVID panel several times a week, more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors like Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's now saying, in no uncertain terms, that all the COVID vaccinations are meant to kill and hurt. They're not side effects. They're the direct intended effects. That's what Dr. Yaden is saying. Proxit will help you achieve your goals in addition to the excellent line of Water Revolution products. We have great freeze dryers that will help you freeze dry your own food. We have the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community, the LifeWave products, which I use every day. They're great. And, of course, energy cleaners. I have them in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Energy cleaners that will help you with sleep issues and pain issues, and the mattress pads that go with them. Details at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution. This company has water filters in stock, ready for immediate shipment, don't you, Kirk?
We do. And I'll tell you, John, that energy cleaner is one phenomenal phenomenal product. We've been using ours now for, I think, 2.5 years, and it's something that I would never want to be without. And you know, the quality of that mattress pad that you have manufactured to go along with the energy cleaner is the best iteration of that that I've ever seen. I've seen many different pads that, you know, do grounding and different things, and it is a very, very high quality setup. So
anyone it is high quality.
Doesn't right. have one needs to right. needs to get one for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, what I do is I take high quality mattress pads, the exact same ones sold in Saks Fifth Avenue and Macy's, and I reconfigure them to work with the energy cleaner, and they are very high quality. You're right. Well, moving on from there, we pay attention to these issues, we learn about these issues, and then we advocate people take action at the family level and at the neighborhood level, don't we?
We do. Now, in 5 days, the New Hampshire primary is going to take place. What is your prediction there? Do you think DeSantis will drop out before that?
No, I don't.
He'll hang out at least until
the primary is over in New Hampshire. Nikki Haley will come ahead a little bit, but she'll be really far behind Trump. Of course,
in that primary.
Now, South Carolina is her home state where she was governor. She'll probably do some pretty good there, but I still think President Trump will be ahead of her in South Carolina. And when she can't win her own state, which she won't, that'll be the end of her, and it needs to happen.
So your prediction is she does not win in New Hampshire and definitely does not win in South Carolina.
That's my prediction for whatever it's worth, which
I think I agree with you.
Well, that my prediction, $3 you get a cup of coffee at Starbucks. So,
well, you know more about politics than I do, but I mean, my gut tells me that you're right. I think people are fed up with the establishment, and Nikki Haley certainly is an establishment person, not to mention, you know, the origination of a lot of her funding is very, very weird. You know, to me, you've got high level Democrat donors, you know, giving her millions and millions of dollars. And
I did run for Congress in the 1996 cycle. And one of the things that surprised me was everybody wanted to be my friends. Jewish businessmen wanted to be my friends. The Nazis wanted to be my friends.
Right.
The American Indians wanted to be my friends. Labor union people wanted to be my friends. I was astonished. Everybody wanted to be my friend because I looked like somebody who could be elected. The guy in the 3rd Congressional District was Congressman Dick Gephardt. And
oh, jeez.
We had 9 candidates in the primary, and he felt so threatened by me that he had undercover operatives do things that were illegal, including getting a copy of my credit report, which is a violation of federal law, by the way. And my campaign was national news for one day when the FBI found my credit report in Dick Gephardt's file cabinet.
Oh, jeez. My goodness.
Yeah. So running for Congress is a learning experience. I wouldn't recommend it anybody do it, but you learn a lot about politics at that level you would never, ever learn otherwise.
Did you actually knock on doors in the district?
Oh, I did. It was a large congressional district spread out over several hundred square miles, but I did knock on some doors for all the good it did. Typically, when candidates knock on doors, it's a video opportunity to show that they're actually doing that. We had a brick-and-mortar office. I was the only candidate of the 9 hopefuls that had a brick-and-mortar office with a proprietary two-way radio system. We had a full-color printing press in the back, a copy machine, of course, a office telephone that was answered during normal business hours. None of the other candidates had any of that. And of course, the basis of my manpower was the St. Louis City and County Militia, which I was the former commander. And so I had everything I needed already in place before I ever filed for candidate for office.
So there were 9 people that were competing? Is that in the primary you're talking about?
In primary, yep. I came in 3rd out of 9.
The guy that won was a
young Catholic gentleman, and he got his whole parish behind him, and I couldn't overcome the manpower that he had. But it was a learning experience, and I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, it sounds very, very interesting. Now, that was back when they didn't quite have the shenanigans at the elections they do now, right?
No. In the city of St. Louis, there's been precincts there that have had more ballots come out the door than voters came in the door for decades. It's the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims figured out how to capture the city of St. Louis decades ago. I don't believe there's been a Republican office holder in the city of St. Louis for decades. They've got such a lock on the corruption and the graft that keeps the people in office they want in office.
Kind of like Atlanta.
I don't know about Atlanta, but Chicago, you know, Chicago would be a good example of corrupt politics. Looks like we got a caller here. We've got Org from there, from six time zones away. We have Oregon in Norway. Good morning, Oregon.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, John. Good morning, Kurt. I'm hearing you to also talk about the weather. And
yes, sir.
Here I'm at it again, out snowing, freezing my hands a little bit. And I'm thinking, maybe we've people not been driving enough cars. There's not been enough CO2, so it's getting cold.
The more CO2, the better. The more, the greener, the more lush our planet becomes with more CO2, doesn't it, Oregon?
Ain't that so? And
what is the temperature there in the morning?
I don't know what is in Fahrenheit, but in Celsius it's minus 12. It's 12 degrees below freezing.
Wow. Well, but I bet it feels colder.
The lowest I've had here at home has been minus 21, but a bit further down the valley, they've been all the way to minus 30.
And, oh, boy.
Well, each step in the centigrade scale is more valuable than a step.
Well, he's talking Fahrenheit. Yeah, he's talking
Fahrenheit. Oh, I think he's... No, isn't it centigrade? Celsius? Didn't you say it was 10 below Celsius, which is 10 below freezing? But each increment in the Celsius scale is much greater than it is in the Fahrenheit scale. Right? Because in 100 degrees Celsius is boiling. So it's like 2 to 1. It's like how they count the votes for Biden, 2 to 1.
Right. Oregon, are you giving us a temperature in centigrade or Celsius?
I was shoveling snowflakes.
Okay.
I honestly didn't have so much more to say. I'm just annoying hearing you talk, and just want to say Happy New Year also to Kirk.
And, yes, sir. Happy New Year to you.
Hope more
Oregon,
people
before
get
away. Is there any discussion that you're aware of about the threat Russia poses to Sweden, Norway, and so forth up there?
It is what it is. The conflicts they focus on is usually the ones on television, and that's usually Ukraine. I know we've sent them some F-16s now. I'm a bit sad. I think we could have good use for them on the northern border we have with Russia.
Norway has sent F-16s to Ukraine?
Mm-hmm.
That's not smart. Yeah, you should keep them for your own defense.
Absolutely. And as for Sweden, they always have a very they have strict borders with the Russians, but they are also somewhat related with the Russians from days of old. So. There's always some natural familiarity, I suppose.
Well, when you share a border, unless the border is closed, there's going to be people crossing that border for commerce and social visitation, and people end up intermarrying between the two countries if there's an open border that they can freely cross, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, no, it's very strict. I have an old gentleman that I often keep in touch with. And he is wanting to wife up a younger Russian lady to take care of him in his last years. which is kind of understandable. So this process of having the papers finalized from the authorities have already taken 4 years, I think. So I don't know. I suppose depending on the effort and who you know, I'm sure it could go faster. But this is not the only case I know where it's taken years for people to get clear the paperwork to.
So it's obviously a closed border. It's not easy for people to go across that border for any reason, is it?
No, it's very close borders also. Norway, Finland, Sweden. And I know the Finns have tightened up security on the border. And I think also you could, in many ways, yes, the Finns are definitely a separate ethnic group, but they are also so ingrained with the Swedes. The Finland sort of wouldn't have existed in a sense without the Swedes being there initially, I suppose. So every country in Scandinavia, they want to, in worst case scenario, and they have country, they want to go to Sweden, and the Swedes, in worst case scenario, they want to go to Norway. So we have this thing here in Scandinavia, I suppose, but I would like to see some politicians take initiative to build some kind of Scandinavian defense or something. I think because NATO is turning into something else, it seems. But we must always have the best ties with Americans. That I just know instinctively. Mm-hmm. That's right. So important. I would like for Norway, if all the other nations should fail you, I would love for Norway to just stand by your side. That would be... But I don't know if the politicians would often be so heartfelt. Their heart often lies more in Brussels, with the European Union.
That's a shame. That's a shame. Well, Organ, we appreciate your call as always. Anything else before you get away?
No. More people should be aware of water filters. I live off-grid now. I think I will get this electricity back now pretty soon. That would be good. It's been nearly 2 years without again.
Wow.
And none of this would be possible without access to good quality gravity feed water filters. It cannot be stressed enough how important clean water is. So every listener to RBN, they should procure your products. You have quality products, John.
And, that's right. Well, that's all I have is quality products. Organ, we need to move on. Thank you for your call. Don't be a stranger. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, hey, John. Hey, Kurt. How you doing? I agree with you with Organ. We got to have clean, good quality wire, and thank you, Kurt, for providing that for us. I think every day I think about the money I've saved from using your filters as compared to buying that stupid bottled water all the time because I won't
take
the fluoride out. I'm calling actually to comment about you guys were talking about the electric cars. There was a place up there, I think it was in Chicago. It was one of these places where they could all go to charge up. And during the cold snap, they had like 30 cars in their parking lot that couldn't get any charging done because the chargers went down also. And so the people were piling up there trying to get their cars charged up, and nobody could get the car charged. And so they all had to just park them. So the whole place had like 30 or more of these electric cars just sitting there, nobody in them or nothing, because it's too cold to sit in them, you know, and it takes hours for them to charge anyway. So it's going to be a real mess until they get their cars back online, you know. Just wanted to let you guys stay away from these electric cars, especially in a cold, they're useless, you know.
Wow.
You know, I think they're useless no matter what the temperature is, but the cold just brings out the deficiencies a lot more quickly, doesn't it, Charlie?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like Kurt was saying, they were going out and find a 30% drop in their amount of energy they had.
That's right. Thank you for the call, Charlie. We appreciate it. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Kirk, this hour has flown by. We covered a lot of territory, had one international caller from Norway, and got some great information out there about the how it is not optional. You must have clean water in order to stay alive, must, don't you?
Absolutely, and we offer a $100 discount on the Ready Pure emergency gravity-fed water filter for all the John Moore listeners, and you can access that on thelibertyman.com or go direct to thelibertymanwater.com and see it there as well.
All right, all right. Well, Kirk, we're right in the middle of winter. Spring is around the corner, and I'm looking forward to the warm weather already, aren't you?
I am too. It can't come soon enough as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it can't come soon enough. We got the crew here at my place. We're building my new radio/TV studio, and three farm boys with a journeyman carpenter leading the crew. It's going to be beautiful once it's done.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, and we'll get photographs posted. Right now, it's just bare 2x4 studs and trusses and so forth. But the construction is being done in the highest level of professional expertise, and it'll be done properly, and it'll be beautiful.
Make sure there's lots of receptacles.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have for the TV studio, we'll have lights suspended from the ceiling, so we won't be tripping over my current TV studio, which is in the guest house. You know, we have lights on the floor with sandbags to try to keep them in place, and it's right. It works, but much better to have them hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, yes, yeah, absolutely.
Well, tell Kathy hi for us, and we look forward to having you back next Thursday, Kirk.
It sounds good. Now, did you see this story about Fox News revealing that the banks are actually asking, the government, the Treasury Department is asking the banks for information on purchases that are tied to Trump and MAGA?
Yeah, well, they're building
interesting. You should check.
They're building an enemies list is what they're doing. They're building an enemies list. That's exactly what's taking place. And, of course, Fox is as mainstream as any news outlet can be. And it has the ring of truth to it, doesn't it?
Well, it is a time to get prepared, no doubt about it.
Yep, absolutely. Well, thanks again once again, Kirk, and have a great week. We look forward to having you back next Thursday.
Thanks, John. You too. Best to Jane.
Okay. All right. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Stay tuned.
Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.